It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
And we just keep inching, creeping closer to kickoff of the football season. High school football is literally 3 weeks away. Actually, if you want to call the scrimmage games the beginning of high school football, that's next weekend. Tons of scrimmage games going on this coming Friday night. So technically, you could say we're 1 week away. I don't know if you're excited, but I am. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. So, a couple of days ago, I was having a conversation with my dad, who is Teddy Bishop. And if you don't know who Teddy Bishop is the longtime voice of the Brunswick High Pirates. He's called Brunswick High games for 20 plus. More than 20 years, Teddy Bishop has been the voice of the Brunswick High Pirates. And, you know, we were talking Brunswick High football. And he made an interesting statement to me that, you know, I really hadn't even pondered. He was talking about what the Brunswick High schedule looked like. And if the Pirates went 5-5, would they get into the playoffs under the new format? And I immediately thought to myself, well, the Pirates aren't going 5-5, Dad. There's no way that's happening. That team's too talented to go 5-5. And so I was just like, Dad, do you think they're going to go 5-5? He was like, well, I mean, there's definitely three solid losses, three tough games. He didn't call them solid losses. Three tough games on the schedule. And then, you know, when you look at some other opponents that they have, he's like, yeah, I think it's possible they could go 5-5. So I got home and I pulled the schedule up just to see. And I was like, holy cow, there's a real possibility that he might be right. And if they do go 5-5, are they getting in? So let's talk about their schedule and what it looks like. Brunswick is going to, I mentioned those scrimmage games, they're going to go over to the Swamp in Waycross Memorial Stadium, and they're going to play the Ware County Gators on August the 7th. Granted, that's a scrimmage game, doesn't count one way or the other, but it's two teams kind of, you know, I guess more so for Brunswick than Ware. Ware's got a lot of talent on the roster. Well, so does Brunswick. Brunswick's got a lot of talent on the roster returning, too. Two teams that might have some questions at quarterback. Let's do that. Two teams that might have some questions at quarterback. And so, you know, Brunswick's going to head over to the Swamp in Waycross, and they'll probably play a half of varsity football, and we'll see what both of those schools look like. Brunswick officially kicks off the year August the 21st at home between the Bricks at Glen County Stadium against the Camden County Wildcats. Now, in case you're not super familiar with the Camden County Wildcats or think, well, you know, Camden hasn't really been Camden for a while, that's not necessarily true. Remember, they're a couple years ago, they were just in the Final Four in the GHSA state playoffs, and they had two huge transfers. Aiden Robinson is transferring in, very talented sophomore wide receiver from Sumter County. He's coming in. And then they had the quarterback kid transfer in from Columbia. So he's going to be their starting quarterback. Two very, very talented kids at key positions. So Camden's going to be pretty good. They address, and remember, they already have Sean Green at receiver, and now they're adding Aiden Robinson. So they're going to be very, very good offensively, I believe. And, you know, one thing that Camden already does is They just produce running backs like there's water in the ocean. It's just running back after running back after running back that goes and plays Division I football on and on and on. I mean, it just never ends at Camden. They're just stocked with running backs. And so now they're going to add a really good quarterback and a really good receiver when they already had a really good receiver. And Coach Pruitt's sitting there thinking, man, this is awesome, you know. So we'll see what, you know, what he plans on doing offensively when he's got two really good weapons on the outside, a quarterback coming in that can throw it, dual threat kid, you know, and all those running backs. But I'll get into wins and losses for Brunswick in a moment. So Brunswick will open with Camden at home. The week after that, and I do like the schedule for Brunswick because it really puts them at home a lot. They have 7 home games in this schedule. Seven home games. Hell, they don't even go on the road until September the 18th, almost a month into the season, toward the end of September, before they even make their first road trip. So it's a very home-based schedule for the Pirates. So they'll be at home against Groves. They'll take a bye on September the 4th. September the 11th, they're back at home at Glynn County Stadium. They will host Grayson. And then they finally hit the road on September the 18th to go to Augusta to play Grovetown. They're back at home on September the 25th against Greenbrier. They hit the road to Hinesville to go play Bradwell on October the 2nd. On October the 9th, they take a bye, which is the week before the city championship game against Glynn Academy, which is October the 16th. That's a home game. October the 23rd, they're at home again against South Effingham. October the 30th, they're at home again against Effingham. And then they'll wrap up their season on the road in Augusta at Lakeside on November the 6th. So let's go through this, right? So, again, we were talking, we're like, you know, there's definitely three tough ones, maybe four. So we'll kind of see. So the season opener with Camden. I like Camden in that game. So that's 0-1 for the Pirates, okay? Then they're at home against Groves. I like them to get that game. So that's 1-1. 1-1 in the early part of their schedule. They'll take their bye, and then they're at home again September the 11th against Grayson. I don't like their chances to beat Grayson. That puts them at 1-2. They'll hit the road on September the 18th, first road game, remember. That will be a W. So they'll pull to 2-2 against Grovetown. Back at home against Greenbrier, I like them to win that game. So that puts them at 3-2 for the first half of the season, 3-2 through the first five. They will then head to Bradwell, and I think they get the Bradwell game, 4-2. They take their bye. They come back at home against Glenn in the city championship game. Glenn doesn't have quarterback questions. We know who's going to play quarterback for Glenn. Rocky Hidalgo has shown us that what his philosophy is at Glenn Academy, he's going to run the ball. They're going to play great defense. They're going to play shortened games. They're going to run the clock. I actually like Glenn Academy in this game. I think when top to bottom, and hear me out, top to bottom, the Brunswick High roster is better, top to bottom. But then when you look at some of the positions that really, really matter, I think Glenn's got distinct advantages. Now, I do understand that, you know, there may be some question marks around Glenn's secondary. Totally understand that. But then I come back and I say, well, can Brunswick throw the ball enough to exploit that? New quarterback's coming in. They're having a quarterback competition. You don't really know who the guy is going to be. I like Glenn in the game. I'll take Glenn. So that puts Brunswick at 4-3. Then on October the 23rd, they will be at home against South Effingham. Give me a win there. And so that will put them at 5-3. And then the big one, right? The big one. I think that I said a few weeks ago that I liked Glenn Academy to win the region. I actually have changed my mind. I'm picking Effingham to win this region. I like the Rebels to win this region, and I don't think that Brunswick wins that game either. So that will put them at 5-4. And then they'll wrap up on November the 6th against Lakeside. I think they get that game. So they finish 6-4. And so what that would do is, you know, again, you got to go by power rankings. I think 6-4 with their schedule, with Camden and Grayson on the schedule, I do think it's good enough. 6-4 is good enough to get Brunswick in. Now, if they slip up somewhere and they lose a game they're not supposed to lose and they end up 5-5, I think Brunswick's very much on the bubble and they may not get in. So Brunswick can't really afford any slip-ups. And look, I'm not saying they're not going to beat Glen Academy. I'm not saying they're not going to beat Effingham. I'm just saying that from what I'm what my opinion is of those teams, I think Effingham is the best. I think Glen is right after them. And then I think Brunswick is third. So, you know, if we had the old region standings, Brunswick would have finished third, in my opinion. We'll have finished third in that region. Doesn't necessarily mean that's going to happen. Again, Brunswick High is extremely talented. Roster is loaded. Just got some question marks around quarterback, which is a pretty big position to have question marks around. So I'm going to pick Brunswick to go 6-4. And quite honestly, if that's the case, if Brunswick gets in 6-4, whatever seed there is, they'll have a lower seed. But man, a 6-4 Brunswick team, let's just say with, a 21st seed, that's dangerous. They will be one of the most dangerous lower seeds that there is.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Recently, Major League Baseball held their annual draft, and the Glen Academy Red Terriers had two players drafted by Major League teams. Outfielder Wesley Roberson was taken in the fourth round with the 115th pick by the Miami Marlins, and pitcher Jacob Samus was drafted in the 12th round with the 349th pick by the Los Angeles Angels. The Red Terriers made an Elite Eight appearance this past year in the GHSA playoffs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and and sweet tea.
When you're more worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics in Brunswick is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatments for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments.
I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I was going to give you a preseason Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and so we are going to do that this show. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Wild Adventures, Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 off of I-95, Exit 29 in Brunswick. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service. All right, so let's do this. The Jason Bishop preseason edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. All right, so we're going to start at number 10. I recently told you, and I didn't have this team originally in my top 10 until a couple of days ago when word made it out that Aiden Robinson was transferring to Camden. So originally, Camden was not in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. However, they are in now. At number 10 in the preseason rankings, the Camden County Wildcats. At number 9, a team that I'm high on. I've been high on them before and they've let me down. But this is supposed to be, if not the best team that this school has ever had, it's at least a second, according to all the hype coming out of Richmond Hill. The Richmond Hill Wildcats are number 9. In the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And we will find out very early about Richmond Hill. Effingham is on the docket. Speaking of Effingham, I've got them at number 8. Some quarterback issues, but the kid they have playing quarterback did get some time last year. Got a good bit of time due to the injury to the starter last year. Maybe not as talented as the kid that was there last year, but he's got experience. They've got Travis Hunter at wide receiver. A lot of returning kids. I like Effingham to win that region. At number 8, the Effingham Rebels. At number 7, and maybe they're ranked a little low, but man, like, it's tough. It's tough. And just throw this at you because there are a lot of folks that don't know this. Here are the parameters of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. You have to be south of I-16 around about and east of I-75 around about. And just because I'm saying that a team is ranked higher than another team, I am not saying that they are better. These rankings are predicted, and then when we get into the games being played, on how a certain team is doing within their own schedule. It doesn't mean Team A is better than Team B just because Team A is ranked higher than Team B or ranked higher than Team C. It doesn't matter. It's how they do within their own schedule. And there is a formula that is put in place. The famous Jason Bishop formula. I don't pick these. There's a formula that I put numbers into which spits these things out. It's a true story. So at number 7, I've got the Pierce County Bears. And it is a little tough, right? To spit numbers into a formula in the preseason because you don't have a lot of data. You got to go a lot of what you see on the roster, what's coming back, who's transferring where, maybe a little bit of what they did last year. But number 7, the Pierce County Bears in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 6, a huge year last year for the Clinch County Panthers. Very deep playoff run all the way to the end. I like Clinch County. And so does the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings formula at number 6. At number 5, speaking of big years, they had a huge year last year going undefeated. The Worth County Rams. debut, at least in the preseason rankings, at number 5. Now we're getting in. Now we're getting to where things really, really get tough. At number 4, the Benedictine Cadets. At number 4, really good year last year. Now they did lose a little bit on offense, but they do have some key returning pieces. Defensively, they're going to be very good. I do like Benedictine to be a power to be reckoned with in the 2026 season. So at number 4 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Benedictine Cadets. At number three, the Lowndes County Vikings. Really good year last year. They play in a tough region. They've got a tough non-region schedule as well. We'll find out a lot about them early. At number 3, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 2, the team that I am picking to win that region, which is 1-7A, the Valdosta Wildcats. Loaded. They are extremely talented. They are going to be very good. I don't want to say they're going to go through that region unscathed, because that's a tough thing to do. To go through Colquitt and Lowndes and Camden and Richmond Hill unscathed is tough. But I do like Valdosta to win that region, and they are the number 2 team in the preseason edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So that brings us to our number 1 team preseason. It is not a GHSA team. The number 1 team in the preseason rankings, the Bullock Academy Gators. It is the first time in history that a non-GHSA team has debuted in the preseason rankings at number 1. Bullock has been number 1 before through what they have done in previous seasons, but they have never started the year at number 1 until today. The Bullock Academy Gators are number 1. So let's recap. At number 10, the Camden County Wildcats. At number 9, the Richmond Hill Wildcats. At number 8, the Effingham Rebels. At number 7, the Pierce County Bears. At 6, the Clinch County Panthers. 5, Worth County. 4, Benedictine. 3, Lowndes. 2 is Valdosta. And the number 1 team in the preseason Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Bullock Academy Gators, take the top spot in the preseason. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log in to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. And listen, these are just the preseason rankings. These will get a chance to change once some of the scrimmage games are played. Because I'm gonna do Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, even with scrimmage games, and I'm going to use those scrimmage games as data, put it into the formula, use it as data, and we will have a new top 10 once those first set of games are played.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. Make sure you don't miss the one sales event that is a can't miss, Cunningham Jewelers annual market sale. It is the biggest sale of the year, and everything in the store is 10 to 50% off, and I mean everything. Watches, engagement rings, jewelry, everything. Cunningham Jewelers annual market sale, August 3rd through August 7th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but Sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
For hometown honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Floyd Tire. Lowell and his family will take care of you and your friends and neighbors like their own. 2928 Norwich Street, across from the Dollar General. Tires, alignment, minor mechanic, and brakes. 912-264-6578. Pop on in to Floyd Tire. We'd love to see you Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Floyd Tire, a name you can trust.
As the weather heats up, it's important to dress cool. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection summer apparel. From bathing suits to flip-flops to fishing shirts to sunglasses, Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters is your go-to this summer. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, Onward Reserve, and so much more. Locally owned and your destination for apparel since 1994 in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
So we do pre-record this show. I'm bringing that up for a specific point. Typically, we record the show a little bit later in the week, but not right at the very end. However, this week we did. We pushed the show all the way back to the very, very end of the week to record it, to get it to our affiliates, which typically air Saturday mornings outside of football season. I bring this up because we're going to talk Braves baseball, and we're going to talk about the trade market. As we do this show, the Braves have not yet made any moves. Not yet. They've not pulled the trigger. Trade deadline's Monday. It is very likely, and I mean that, it is very likely that by the time that you hear this show on your radio waves, if you're listening to it through one of our local affiliates or one of our statewide affiliates, by the time you hear the show, maybe the Braves have made a move. But at this current juncture, they have not. So, and it's also possible that by the time you hear the show, maybe they're still standing still, sitting in the same spot. It looks to be a very, very tough trade market. It has shaped up as not just a seller's market, a huge seller's market. There are 30 teams in baseball, Major League Baseball, 30 teams. There are literally 7 teams which realistically have no shot of making the playoffs. Let me do the math for you. That means there are 23 teams that are trying to get better, and those 23 teams all have to call the same 7 teams. There are not enough players on the rosters for those 7 teams to accommodate all of the demands, all of the needs for the other 23. So in order to get players from these 7 teams, you're going to have to give up a ton to get guys. That was just evidenced a couple of days ago when the Mets, who are one of those 7 teams, sent off A.J. Minter to Minnesota. Now, let me lay this out for you. A.J. Minter is on an expiring deal. He signed a 2-year deal with the Mets a couple of years ago. He's having a really good year, not taking that away from him. A.J. Minter is free agency bound at the end of this year. He's a 32-year-old reliever who is about to hit free agency. The Mets sent him to Minnesota, and they got 2 prospects in return. Billy Amick, which that's kind of a throw-in. Maybe a guy that will, maybe a guy that won't. But the big piece that the Mets got in return is Bruin Agbayani. You may remember Benny Agbayani, who played for the Mets a long time ago. That's his dad. Bruin Agbayani is in the Mets' top 20 of prospects. So what I'm telling you is that for a 32-year-old reliever who's going to be a rental for 2 months, the Mets snagged a top 20 prospect from the Twins. A top-tier prospect for a 32-year-old reliever who is on his way to free agency. That's what the market is. That's nuts. And another prospect. They got two. Not only did they get a top 20 prospect for a 32-year-old reliever, they got another prospect in addition to that. So if that's any indication of what the market's going to be, it's going to be tough. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Wild Adventures is making the most of the final weekends of summer with Summer Splash Days every weekend starting August 15th. Last call to float through the USA Today's number one lazy river. Catch all the waves at Catch-A-Wave Bay and splash with the family at Ohana Bay. Summer Splash Days is included with park admission or a season pass. Take on the last bit of summer at your favorite theme park, Wild Adventures. For more information, visit wildadventures.com. To this point, all of the rumors that are now surfacing around Tarek Skubal, looks like he is Dodger bound. We'll see if that comes to fruition. But it looks like he's heading to the Dodgers. The Braves have been rumored to still be in on him. I have heard that the Tigers told the Braves that in order for them to acquire Skubal, that in some fashion, Cam Caminiti had to be a part of that deal. They had to get Cam Caminiti at least. But it's not just going to be Cam Caminiti for Skubal straight up. He's just the cornerstone. He's the guy they have to have, and then we can figure out the rest. That's what the Tigers have told the Braves. I don't know what the Braves' stance on this is, but, you know, I don't know. You're talking about, and I've also heard, because remember, Skubal's a free agent at the end of this year. He won a $30 million arbitration case heading in to this year. So he went into this season making $30 million. He's the best pitcher in baseball. Now he's 29 years old, all right? So he is approaching that window, right, where he comes out of his prime in his early 30s at some point. If he were to enter the free agent market, he's already making $30 million. He's going to be looking for a raise. You're talking about paying this guy $40, $45 million a year, you know, pending what the lockout does. If I'm his agent, I'm trying to get him signed as quickly as possible before the lockout happens and the rules change. So he's making 30 now. He's probably going to be asking for $40 to $45 million a year for multiple years, 5, 6, maybe beyond. It's a tough trade. It's a risky trade. I have heard that the Braves have told the Tigers that unless Skubal agreed in principle to an extension, they weren't open to trading for him. Have no idea if Skubal's open to that. I would doubt it. I would doubt his agent would be open to that, knowing what lies in the free agent realm. A bidding war is what lies for Skubal in the free agent market. So if I'm his agent, I'm saying, no, we're not signing an extension at all. We're going to go on the open market and we're going to run the tab up. That's what we're going to do. I also think that this might be a good thing for the Braves not to get Skubal. You look at what pieces they have. They're going to have to give the Tigers a boatload of prospects, and you're only going to get one pitcher back. Granted, he's very talented. He's a top-end guy, best pitcher in baseball. But the Braves right now need more than one pitcher to solidify that rotation. I mean, they're skating by on toothpicks and bubblegum with the rotation. So, you know, they need a couple. And if they trade for Skubal, they're not going to have enough pieces to get a couple. And, you know, if they go with the, I guess really Skubal's the only elite starter that's on the market, allegedly. But if they do get Skubal, not enough pieces to go get another starter, which they desperately need. They also need an outfield bat, probably another lefty in the bullpen. So they have needs, and trading for one elite pitcher is going to eliminate their ability. They're not going to be able to afford, prospect-wise, anything else. If I'm Anthopoulos, I'm not making the Skubal deal. Even if he agrees to an extension, I'm going to go after like two B starters, give myself some depth. Two really good starters, maybe not elite, but are going to give me a chance to win throughout the rest of the regular season and into the playoffs especially. Look, to win in the postseason, you got to have three. You got to have three starters that you can give the ball to and rely on to give you chances to win the games. If you only have two, it's tough. Every once in a while, we'll see something like that where I think, you know, you think back to the Diamondbacks when they had Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson. Okay, but I mean, that's the exception. And it was Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson. If I'm Anthopoulos, I'm going to try to make a trade for two starters. I'm going to figure out the outfield spot and, you know, try to do something to upgrade it. It might not be a big splash. I need to make my splash in the starting rotation. If they're going to win a World Series, they've got to have better starting pitching depth, period. Conversation's over.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High-quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golnow's Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnow's Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-thru at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golnow's Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. The best sports bar on St. Simon's Island? Live Oak Tavern. And that is not just us saying it. Live Oak Tavern was voted best sports bar on St. Simon's, best burger and best wings by Best of St. Simon's. With 13 TVs, Live Oak Tavern is the best spot on St. Simon's to catch a game, whatever season it is. 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery on St. Simon's, Monday through Friday lunch specials, musical bingo on Tuesdays, and house trivia on Wednesdays. 912-634-2002. For call-in orders, Live Oak Tavern, your live sports home on St. Simon's.
Looking for a pediatric practice that does it all? Sandbar Pediatrics is here to serve you. Primary care, x-rays, urgent care, physicals, and more. All walk-ins welcome. Whether your child needs a routine checkup or something more serious, our experienced team is here to help. 617 Palisade Drive off Exit 29 in Brunswick, right next to Golden Isles Pharmacy. 912-694-1094 for appointments or sandbarpediatrics.com. Sandbar Pediatrics, where your child's health comes first.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
How is it,
D? Tricky. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining me, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, appreciate being here, Jason.
You know, the Braves just can't catch a break injury-wise, but, you know, to a certain extent, we're sort of grateful because we don't have to search and scrounge to talk about, well, what injuries are we going to talk about this month? Because the Braves, Dr. Sasser, for like a year and a half.
Right. That's all we're talking about.
It's crazy. And you got to feel bad for what
the subject matter, you know, this go around, Hurston Waldrop. So, you know, before we went on the air, Dr. Sasser, you and I were talking about just the craziness of it. Major elbow surgery, comes back from that. He gets called to the big leagues after a rehab, basically rehab in Gwinnett. Pitches three times, they option him down, and the first time he goes back to the mound in Gwinnett, says his elbow feels uncomfortable, and then they find, quote-unquote, floating bodies in his elbow. So, Dr. Sasser, let's start there. Go ahead, and for those of us that don't know what floaters are in your elbow, make us smarter.
Floaters are loose bodies, which are usually little pieces of cartilage that can get broken off and float around in the joint. I tell people it's kind of like how an oyster makes a pearl. It can start off as a little small piece of cartilage, and it gets bathed in joint fluid, and they can get bigger and bigger. The issue is, you know, what caused them. And the problem there is what caused them is the rest of his injury to his elbow. I mean, it sounds like he's had a pretty significant injury to his elbow, and it's not an acute thing. You get floaters and loose bodies when your elbow's getting really worn out. You're starting to get some arthritis in the elbow.
And that really stinks for the Atlanta Braves fans and Hurston Waldrop, because don't forget, Hurston Waldrop, high draft pick by the Braves. He's been tagged as the can't-miss kid, and here he is basically going to miss two full seasons because he's going to have surgery to remove those loose bodies. Correct, Dr. Sasser?
He is. And sometimes they can actually go in and do it through the scope. You can actually, you know, put a little camera in there, so it's just like two or three little poke holes around the shoulder, excuse me, the elbow, and clean up those loose bodies and see if there's anything that can be cleaned up. So I don't know if they would completely, you know, cancel the whole season, but probably so.
What's the timeline on you go into the elbow, you remove the floaters, loose bodies, and then he's back pitching by?
2 months?
Really?
Yeah, it could be 2 months. I mean, really, and again, you know, I'm saying this, I did not operate on his elbow, but just based on when you start to get issues like floaters in the elbow, it's usually a precursor to some arthritis. But if the elbow looks good, if the surgery, the ligament of surgery makes the elbow feel nice and stable, and this is just a little cleanup, then it might be, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, and he might get back to on a rehab stint, doing something like that. And I hope so. I really do. For his sake. A lot of times, though, this does kind of that's a harbinger of a limited career, because he might always have arthritic problems in the elbow that come and go.
Again, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So, Dr. Sasser, what you're saying is that there's a very good chance that this is going to be a precursor to him having floating bodies again or more elbow issues. Talk to us about that.
Right. I think probably floating bodies again, because if he's starting to get some arthritis, again, if it's me and you, we'd be fine. But he's a pitcher, and so he's putting, and we've talked before about the tremendous amount of stress that your elbow sees pitching a baseball, and so he's going to continue to get that critical stress against his elbow, which could lead to recurrent floaters and possibly have to have a secondary or tertiary surgery. And there's going to be a point at which the elbow gets basically worn out, you know, to that degree.
Question I have for you, asking your medical opinion here. He was active for 2 weeks, right? They call him up. He pitches in the majors for basically 2 weeks. Makes, you know, I think a couple of starts and maybe a bullpen outing or vice versa, whichever it was. And then goes back to Gwinnett, and then there it is with the him saying, my elbow doesn't feel right. From the time they activated him until the time he says, my elbow doesn't feel right, is it common for that to go unnoticed by the medical staff, that the floaters are there?
It is, and it could be the athlete themselves. Again, you know, my experience in the NFL, the athletes live at that 99% to 100% capability. Like, anything below that, they're not at their peak performance. With you and I, you know, we'd be fine. 80%, we're good.
80% is a good day, brother.
Exactly. If I wake up, my back just hurts a little, I'm good. But you know, not to joke about it. So it could be where he was a little sore or he was having some issues, and he was like, I'm just going to work through this. I'm going to work with the trainer. I'm going to get treatment. I'm going to work through this. But then once he got up on the mound, and that's when it really means something, he's like, this isn't working. This isn't working for me. All that soreness, maybe a little swelling, maybe the uncomfortable feeling, that's when it actually sort of raised its ugly head, and he said, I'm not there. I'm not at 99%.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish him the best of speedy recovery. Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Wild Adventures. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. And it really does suck for Hurston Waldrop. He's 23 years old, and Dr. Sasser just told us he may have elbow issues forever.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook. This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
That transmission not up to snuff or just need the whole thing overhauled? Shifters is your trusted source to get your vehicle running the way it should. Off the spur, in the Golden Isles Plaza, Shifters is your transmission specialist. Not just transmissions, but brakes, AC work, and general repair too. For over 25 years, this community has trusted Shifters and all of their work is warranted. 912-289-9496 and shifterstransmissions.com. Shifters, a shift in the right direction. Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
So we're running up against time here, and I had a bunch of other things I wanted to talk about, so I'm just going to kind of do some rapid fire through some of these things, and they're not really, like, full segment stuff to talk about. So, you know, we certainly can do it. First off, the wife of Jeff Ulbrich, the Falcons defensive coordinator, passed away from cancer. Our thoughts and prayers to the Falcons organization, to him and his family. Hopefully one day we find a cure for this terrible disease that affects so many of us and people that we know. Arian Smith, All-American linebacker for the Tennessee Volunteers. He's going to miss the first two games. He's been suspended by the NCAA for accepting a flight from an agent. A $400 flight. He's going to miss the first two games of Tennessee's season. Their first two games, I believe, the first one's Furman, so not that big a deal there, but the second one is a big deal. Georgia Tech, that's a big game. Georgia Tech's going to be pretty dang good. Without him, that's going to be tough sledding. Georgia Tech's going to have a distinct advantage, especially being able to. Well, Arian Smith does it all. You know, he stops the run. He's a good pass rush guy. So, big loss for them in the second game against Georgia Tech. They'll be fine against Furman. The Georgia Tech game is going to be. It's going to create some problems. If you were paying attention to the Braves this last week, the Braves brought in Connor Thomas in a game where they were playing the Mets, and the game was close. Connor Thomas came in. He had a horrible outing, gave up 11 runs, I think, over like two or three innings, something like that. And a little bit of a controversy about it. The Mets broadcasters on air during the broadcast openly criticized Walt Weiss for not taking him out of the game, said that they were embarrassing Connor Thomas because he was getting knocked around and it was embarrassing for him. And Walt Weiss basically said was kind of not doing the classy thing by coming and taking him out, where Walt Weiss was, you know, he has had his bullpen log a ton of innings. So Connor Thomas was taking one for the team, and the Mets broadcasters took exception to that and called out Walt Weiss and said they should take him out of the game because they were attempting to embarrass the reliever Connor Thomas. What's really ironic to me about that, and I guess the Mets broadcasters, you know, are pretty much experts on embarrassing things because they're the Mets broadcasters. They're very familiar with what is and what's not embarrassing because they're the Mets broadcasters. They have a payroll that's in the top five in Major League Baseball, and they're in the cellar in the National League East. That's pretty embarrassing, but yeah, I mean, if anybody's going to talk about embarrassing things, Mets broadcasters are experts. Kurt Stignetti, the Indiana head coach, of course, they're coming off of a national championship, made a very controversial quote aimed at the SEC, and I'll read you the quote. And this is what happens when you don't win a lot and then you finally do start winning, but winning is brand new to you. This is what happens when that situation occurs. You get comments like this. We don't run a hype train up here in the Midwest. We believe everything is earned, not given. When we fall short, we say we fall short. When we don't win, we don't cry a river. We don't whine and complain. That's why we are the best. Obviously aimed at the SEC. Some passive aggressiveness from Kurt Stignetti. But again, that is what happens when you don't win a lot and then you do start winning some. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state, Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened-to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. It's just amazing to me. Granted, you won a national championship. That's a big, big deal. But you won it at a program. I think that coming into this season, Indiana was the losingest program in Division I history. And then you're going to sell out and you win a national championship. Terrific. If you're not the losingest program after the season you just had, you're still very, 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 very near the bottom. Let's just take the win and let's just say these are now the expectations. Instead of trying to take shots at the SEC, because when you start talking about national championships in the modern era, I know the Big Ten's on a roll. Fantastic. Good for you. Pat on the back. When you start looking at total national championships, it ain't close. The SEC has way more national championships than any other conference, and it ain't close. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, Golnoss Collision, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. When you're worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatment for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call 912-644-5300 or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments at OptumOrthopedics.com. That is it for us. We jam-packed a show, and now, like I said at the very beginning of this show, high school football preseason games kick off Friday night. Let's go.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Recently, Major League Baseball held their annual draft, and the Glen Academy Red Terriers had two players drafted by Major League teams. Outfielder Wesley Roberson was taken in the fourth round with the 115th pick by the Miami Marlins, and pitcher Jacob Samus was drafted in the 12th round with the 349th pick by the Los Angeles Angels. The Red Terriers made an Elite Eight appearance this past year in the GHSA playoffs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnoss Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.
When you're more worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics in Brunswick is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatments for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments.